incident occurred just a few days later as I walked into the office to start work. Everyone was chatting noisily, a cup of coffee in their hand to chase away the sleep. Everyone, that is, except for Department Head Kim. He was by himself at his desk and looking down at something. As I got closer, I could make out his expression better, a stony face, his jaw dangling from his skull. I wasn't the only one who noticed this. "What's wrong?" Team Leader Yu asked as she went over to him. Department Head Kim pointed to something, his finger trembling. "Someone's got a weird sense of humor." On his desk was a piece of A4 paper, intentionally crumpled and spread flat again to give it a weathered appearance. The letter was composed in the style of a ransom note, with colorful cutouts of letters from magazines to hide the culprit's identity. It almost looked like a child's art project, had it not been for the contents of the letter. "Stop farting. Cover your burps. Buy anti-dandruff shampoo, pitiful swine." In the corner was a drawing of a pig's head, above which was a speech bubble with the words "oink oink." Team Leader Yu let out a gasp as she brought her palm to her mouth. Blue in the face, Department Head Kim turned to glare at her. "Is this your doing, Team Leader Yu? It wasn't me!" Appalled that he would accuse her of such a thing, Team Leader Yu's eyebrows suddenly changed from surprised to indignant as she fell back into her chair, expelling the air from the cushion with a poof. I couldn't help myself from turning to look at Gyuk, who was minding his own business as he changed a light bulb. He must have sensed my gaze, because he turned toward the group and asked in a cheery tone, "Did something happen?" No one knew how to answer him without a long explanation that would only embarrass Department Head Kim even more. The air in the office was a few degrees cooler for the rest of the day. Lunch was spent in solemn silence, too, and Department Head Kim got up from his chair and hurried out the restaurant without even finishing half of his food. But to my surprise, not once during the meal did he break wind or burp. He also refrained from picking his teeth at the table. No one could really enjoy their meal. In fact, the only one who seemed to have an appetite was Gyuk, who ordered twice the amount he usually ate. We made eye contact several times as he spooned food into his mouth, but the expression he wore on his face never changed. He even had the brazenness to jokingly ask me, "Why do you keep staring at me? If you want a bite, all you gotta do is ask." I stayed behind after everyone but Gyuk left the restaurant, waiting for my chance to speak with him. "Don't you think you've gone